I'll forgive him for saying I'm 28. I'm only 24. It's a great privilege for me to be here tonight to testify of God's saving grace and keeping grace in my life. And if you've got the Word of God with you, would you please turn to Revelation chapter 12, please. Revelation chapter 12. I'm just reading one verse out of this chapter. Revelation 12 and verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Well, I was born and reared in a village about 30 miles away from here called Ballachie. It's not a big place. There's only really one road into it, and it's the way out of it. It's not big. And I was born into a Christian home. You know, my mum and dad both loved the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, what a privilege. What a privilege for me from born into a Christian home. You know, there's people and they want to be born into big homes with rich parents. Well, I wasn't born into a big home. Well, my mum and dad weren't that rich. But I was born into a home where my mum and dad loved the Lord Jesus Christ. I have an older sister and I have a twin brother. You know, I was sent to a gospel preaching church. I was sent to Macrofelt Free Presbyterian Church. You know, what a privilege this was. Where saved Sunday school teachers told me the Word of God, taught me the Word of God, saved children's meeting workers. You know, what a privilege. You know, there's maybe some in this meeting tonight, and you could say to me, but David, I haven't had that privilege. My mum and dad aren't saved. But you think we're the country God has placed you, Northern Ireland, where there's more churches and this land has been blessed by the Word of God. What a privilege. You know, you can't go out of Coleraine without seeing a gospel text of Scripture upon a wall. This is God's goodness to every one of us. You know, at an early age in my life with this upbringing, I knew that I was a sinner. For the Word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, that's everybody. The whole world has sinned. You know, there's people, and the Word of God tells me in Proverbs that most men proclaim their own goodness. People like to say that they're good, but not in God's sight. God sees you tonight, if you're not saved, as an unclean sinner in His sight. You know, early in life, I knew that I needed to be saved if ever I wanted to be in God's heaven. And at an early age in my life, I asked the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart. I remember that night, there was bad things. Obviously, it was going on in our land, and the army was stopping in Ballachie at night. And do you know the way they stop and they shine that red torch in? And first thing, if you haven't got your seatbelt, you go for your seatbelt. But I had my seatbelt on. I'm now under grace, not under law. But that night, they shone that torch in. I remember just saying these words to that army man. I says, everything's okay. I'm okay. I get saved tonight. You know, God's hand was upon me even early in life. I remember falling out of a tractor early in life. And you know, this was the best blessing that ever happened to me. It put me off farming forever. You know, I'm sure there's people in Korean thinking, if only that could have happened to me, David. You know, God was good to me even through that accident. And I went through primary school, and as I've intimated, I had a twin brother. You know, primary school is such a doss. It's very easy. And the only thing I remember much about primary school is swapping my name badges with my twin brother, Mark. And everybody used to call me Mark, and we used to think that was so funny. And I went through primary school and left primary school and went to Marfelt High School. And, you know, it was there. And I would say tonight, this is the blueprint of the Free Presbyterian Church, that young people leave primary school, and then when they attend secondary school, it's then that they start to backslide. And folks, I didn't get into deep sin when I went to high school. You know, when I started high school, my dad started to backslide. At the age of 11, my dad started to backslide. You know, I can't blame my dad for making me backslide. Maybe as a backslider in this meeting tonight, and maybe some brother has done something on you, you know. It's not that brother's fault. You've lost sight of Christ. There was a wee hymn and it says, never lose sight of Jesus. You know, when I went to high school, I didn't get deep into sin. I thank my mum for not allowing me to go to the discos. You know, they made a song up at school about me not being allowed to go to the discos. D-I-S-C-O. Junkies, not allowed to go. You know, it didn't reach number one of Top of the Pops. I didn't take my stand. And I kept getting further and further away from the Lord. In my childhood, when I was walking with God, I used to read my Bible and pray. But I left off in these things. And maybe tonight there's one in our meeting. And you've left off of praying. You've left off of reading God's Word. You know, I went through high school, and as I say, I didn't get into deep sin. I didn't drink, I didn't smoke. I wasn't allowed to go to the discos, but I left high school at the age of 15 and a half. People say they leave school and get all these A-levels. Well, the only level I ever got was a spirit level, because I'm a bricklayer. And that was the only levels I got. I passed my exams twice, in the way in and the way out. And you know, I left high school, and I must say, I started to serve my time as a bricklayer. And this got me money, got me independence, and got me a car. You know, and as I say, if you leave off with God, you have to put something else in your life. Unsaved friend in this meeting tonight, what are you putting before God? I'd like to ask you one question. 100 years' time from now, see that thing you're putting before God? What will it matter? What will it matter? You know, I left off with God and I had to put something in my life, and football became such a God in my life. All I wanted to do was eat, drink, and sleep football. You know, as I say, I got independence and I started to play football for a man's team, and this took me further and further away from God. You know, then I started to go to the bookies and started to go to the nightclubs and started to go on holidays, and I've been to the likes of Laya Napa's and the Maigalus. I've been to them places, you know, but I honestly can say I never was happy in the Word. When I went to nightclubs, I couldn't dance. I had two left feet. I was like a duck out of water. I didn't want to be there. I was miserable when I was out in the Word. You know, God's grace was still good to me. You know, God was still speaking to me. And you know, I remember listening to a preacher called Woolley Mullen. Most of you would know Woolley Mullen. This might sound strange. A backslider would be listening to Woolley Mullen. He was probably one of the greatest teachers about. And I used to listen to him and listen to him and listen to him. But it was still had no effect. But maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you attend Korean Free Presbyterian Church morning and night, but you're still not saved. You know, it's our prayer tonight, and it has been in the prayer meeting, that God by His Spirit will save you tonight. You know, I get deeper and deeper into sin. In 2005, I met a girl, and this girl literally became a god in my life. She took up all my time, my energy. I was going to say she took all my money, but you and me and no girls do take all your money. And you know, this girl literally became my life. And I remember sitting in a meeting one night and under deep conviction, and I knew that what I had to do, but I didn't want to lose this girlfriend. You know, there's plenty of people in hell tonight. And do you know why they're in hell? Because they didn't want to get right with God, because they thought of losing their partner. You know, the Word of God says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, I went out with this girl, and as I say, she became a god in my life. And as I already said, the God was still speaking to me. And I remember going to Macrofelt one night, and there was a man testifying by the name of David Orr. And he testified that night, and I took a CD home. And I kept listening to his testimony. And he spoke in that verse, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. You know, I had a car crash around about Christmas time. You know, I went out of that car crash, not one scratch upon my body. This was God's goodness and God's mercy to me. I remember saying to my mum, that I will never come back to the Lord when I'm with this girl. I remember saying that to my mum. I will never come back to the Lord when I'm with this girl. You know, in 2005, I met this girl. In 2007, God was going to turn my world upside down. In February of 2007, this girl broke off the relationship. And I must honestly say, this was like somebody reaching into me and taking my heart out. This is like a bereavement in the home. My world was literally turned upside down. And I remember it happened on a Sunday. And I remember coming home and couldn't work out and thinking all my life was, all my world had just had caved in. For the next 2 weeks, and I can honestly say my life was, I was in bad form and bad shape. The second week, I remember it was a wet day. And I came home from work. And I lifted these 3 tips. You know, there's no coincidence with God. You're not right here tonight on Save Friend by chance. God has brought you out. And I came home from work. And I lifted 3 tips. And David Orr, when he testified, he was led to the Lord by the late Ivan Thompson. And I didn't know who was preaching any of these tips. And I picked the middle tip, and it was Ivan Thompson preaching on an awful appointment that man has to keep. For it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. And I remember listening to that tip, and the Holy Spirit had really convicted me of sin. And I remember standing in the kitchen that night. My dad is still a backslider. My dad said to me that night, "What's wrong, David?" I says, "Dad, the Lord's speaking to me." He says to me, "Son, if he's speaking, don't reject him." That was a Thursday night. I went up to my grandparents that night and come home, still listening to tips. Still listening to tips. And you know, on the Sunday, I went to church. Still watching TV on the Sunday. Went to church on the Sunday. Before I went to church, I was shaving. And I just closed my eyes in simple prayer. Says, "Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me." You know, as I went to church that night, what did Mr. McRae speak on? "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." See, when he said his text, I just wanted to come back to the Lord then. But I was testifying not so long ago in my own congregation in Garvin. I was saying that if you ever listen to Mr. McRae, he sometimes drags the message on. And there that night, I was looking just then when he named that text just to come back to the Lord. When he made his appeal that night, the tears of conviction of sin came upon me. And I put my hand up and so I said, "My brother, I have a twin brother and he's unsaved." You know, he would, as I joked and said, he watched us in prison. That night when I put up my hand, he just squeezed my hand and he says, "You've done the right thing." And I remember that night going into their choir room and just asking the Lord to forgive me for all my sin. You know, I'm not here tonight to tell you what I did and how deep I got into sin, but I was deep into sin. But I'm not here tonight to glorify the devil. I served the devil for far too long and I'll not be glorifying him tonight. But I thank the Lord on the 25th of February 2007, the Lord Jesus Christ forgave me and brought me back into fellowship with him. You know, you might say to me, "But David, there's a lot of pleasure in sin." That might be true. But you'll not go to Kelly's tonight and see an 80-year-old on the dance floor. You know why? Because her season is up. There is pleasure in sin. But I like to ask you all a question. Why in 2009 is there more suicides, young people, taking their lives if there's so much fulfillment and pleasure in sin? See, there's a song and it says, "Now none but Christ can satisfy." I've got peace with God tonight. Peace that foreign holidays couldn't give me. Peace that a girlfriend couldn't give me. Peace that the world couldn't give me. Peace what Jesus Christ has given me. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, since then I've been baptized. I've got a real love for the Word of God. Maybe there's a Christian in this meeting tonight and you still come to the meetings. Maybe the minister wouldn't know that you're backsliding, or maybe the elders or the committee wouldn't know. But you know you're not getting nothing from the Word of God. You know, I love the Word of God. I love praying. You know, I'm not saying this to glorify me, but this is what the Lord has done for me. You know, there's two missions. Our brother, David Stewart, was preaching in a mission in the Bridewell along with Mr. Higginson. You know, the Lord put it in my heart to go and get my young men that I played football with. And I can honestly say in two missions, the Lord has brought 50 unsaved souls out to missions. You know, child of God tonight, see these empty seats? You know, if every one brought one, this church would be filled. You know, the church needs more Andrews. Then we would have more Peters. You know, the Lord led me to Garver Free Presbyterian Church. I remember going there. They had a day of praying, and I went to it. I remember praying in that meeting and come home, and I was singing the whole way home and had a great meeting, and the Lord really blessed my soul there. And I remember just saying to the Lord, "Lord, just show me where you want me to worship." I remember leaving a wee fleece before the Lord, and the Lord answered that fleece. Then I said to the Lord, "Lord, I need you to seal this." And I am a kind of boy that likes the Lord to speak. When the Lord spoke, the Lord spoke to the common people, and they heard him gladly. And I say, "Lord, when you speak to me, you speak so that I know it." And I remember saying to the Lord, "If you want me in Garver, you seal it. Show me something simple." As I was saying, I'm a bricklayer and there's not much work in the country. And I was off work with no work. And I remember saying, "Lord, just show me something simple." And I went down off my knees and was taking my cup down into the kitchen. And there I turned around to the TV. And there was a map of Northern Ireland, this big red dot, Garver. I says, "Lord, I ask you to show me something simple." And there it is. And you know, the Lord's led me to Garver. You know, I've been the privilege now to bring the Word of God to the young people. I'm one of the youth leaders in the church in Garver. And what a privilege. What a privilege to handle God's Word. To tell all our young Christians, just even to learn from what I didn't do right at high school. What a privilege to bring the Word of God to young people who have been voted on to the church committee. The Lord's blessing me more than I could ever think, you know. And the Lord showed me where to worship. He showed me to be a bricklayer. Now I'm just waiting for the wife. That's good homiletics, brother, isn't it? And I'm just waiting for the wife. We're not rushing. You know, I can honestly say that the unnamed servant said, "I be in the way the Lord led me." And you know, I give out gospel tracts nearly every Saturday, and we've covered so many different areas. And me and another fellow, we just wrote a simple gospel tract, and we've seen a young man saved in Garver Church. You know, what a privilege, and what a privilege to see God move. And you know, this should be all our heart's desire. You know, my mum never preached to me. My mum convicted me in her knees. You know, child of God tonight, is your children not saved? See, when your children sitting in front of the silly old TV and the silly internet, are you at your midweek prayer meeting? Are you here praying for your souls? You know, it's a time to wake out of sleep, folks. This is real. You know, there's a generation and the enemy, the devil, is taking them to hell. You know, we need to get out of sleeping, folks, and get praying. Get a praying again that the Lord will move in mercy. You know, we think of that city, Nineveh. There was nobody praying in Nineveh, but the Lord saved souls. You know, is this not what we want in our day, in our generation? You know, I'm here tonight to not to point you to a church or to point you to a preacher. You know, you might turn around and you might say to me, "But them Christians, oh, that boy down the road, he's done something wrong, and that's salvation for you." You know, I didn't want sham in my life. I didn't want sham. We've seen so much sham. There's an easy believism in this country. You see young people, and they make professions, and 3 months later, they are going back to the same places where they once were. You know, that's not the salvation that I got. I hate sin. My sin is exceedingly sinful. You know, I hate the places that I used to go to. I hate everything that I used to do. You know, we need to pray for our young people. We need to pray much in these days. You know, I'm not here to point you to Christians. I'm here to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that left heaven's glory to die for a sinner such as I. You know, what a Savior. Left the fellowship of God the Father, left the glory of heaven to come into this sinful scene of time, to be crucified, to be beaten, to be spat upon, to be rejected by his own, there to die the just for the unjust. No unsaved person, you can go out tonight of the bondage of sin. You're in bondage to Satan. You can go out tonight, for it says in God's word, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And I trust tonight that God will speak to backsliders, speak to God's people, and speak to sinners. Amen.